And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Luke 2:13-14. Soli Deo Gloria, or to the glory of God alone. The last of the five sola statements of the Protestant Reformation. This is a concept that on the surface is instilled into many Christians. The first question of the Westminster Shorter Catechism is, what is the chief end of man? To glorify God and enjoy him forever. Paul in his writings allude to the fact that our lives and actions should be bringing glory to God. In fact, he is the one that penned the verse, so whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Although I might mention that while this is a good application of this verse, that use does take the verse a bit out of context, and to an extent I would feel a bit uncomfortable applying it in such a way, and I kind of blame my seminary professors who hammered in good hermeneutics through exegesis, which basically just means keeping everything within context. So, on this fine Christmas day, I figured what better verse to use for talking about to the glory of God alone than the proclamation of the heavenly host to the shepherds on that first Christmas morning. You see, in God's plan for salvation, the purpose was for his glory. You see, this proclamation comes right after the first angel gives the shepherds the good news that a Savior has been born, who is Christ the Lord. This good news is why glory is to go to God. As some might say, glory goes to the victor. And since the Garden of Eden and the first sin, man has been at war with God. It is funny that the Jews in Jesus' day were looking for a conquering king, for a Messiah, and got instead a suffering servant. I, however, believe Jesus did actually come as a conquering king. It's just, he didn't conquer in the sense that they were looking for. They wanted a king that would defeat Rome and reestablish an earthly kingdom for Israel. Jesus is a king that came and defeated sin and brought forth peace between man and God. Glory is not only a form of honor, but also praise and worship. You see, in Christ coming as our Savior, he came not to defeat Rome, but to bring peace between man and God. Before this, all mankind was at enmity with God. We were in all-out rebellion and wanted nothing to do with him. Christ's action on the cross reconciled the world to God. It opened the door to allow God to offer us grace, which we respond to in faith, which without grace we would be unwilling to do. It is once we understand that our salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, due to the work of Christ alone, as revealed in Scripture alone, that we then realize that our praise and worship, all to the glory, goes to God alone. So remember, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased.